One, two, three.
Four, five, six. You looked at me like you'd forgotten what the numbers were and you wanted me to carry on.
No, I just thought you'd join in.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Team game, innit?
What? Well, we all know numbers.
Not everybody knows. That's fucking numberist, but not everybody knows numbers, man.
Numberist.
There's people out there who don't know what numbers are. Oh, my phone's gone off. Here we go. Numberist, you are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening. You are listening to episode 25 of Sappening Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards.
It's me.
How have we got to 25, Morgan?
I can't believe. It feels like a massive milestone for us, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is, yeah.
That we haven't killed one another or something worse has happened.
Yeah, we've run out of guests or podcasts or things to talk about. I don't think I could ever run out of stuff to talk about, sadly, for people listening to this, but... how have we got this far? I genuinely don't know how we haven't run out of guests.
Well, we've been lucky enough that a lot of interesting people have wanted to speak to us for some reason.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. So,
and we are grateful for all former friends, well, not former friends, still friends of the podcast. So thank you to all the guests who've come on so far. I enjoyed last week's episode featuring Mode Step.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good insight into the dance world and what's gone on with them. And yeah, it's crazy stories.
We're learning new things every week, but
we are.
This week,
yes,
I'm extremely excited.
Are you? Why?
I am, because of who we've got featuring as the guest on this week's episode.
Oh yeah, who have you interviewed, Morg?
We have the lovely Cassidy Pope.
Yes, we do. Yes, I don't know why I was trying to pretend that I didn't know who the guest was. Fantastic. Lovely, just great human, it seems. Cassidy Pope.
Yes.
Formerly of Hey Monday.
Yeah, winner of The Voice US in 2012.
Yes, and now country and music massive, pop star.
Yeah, massive country pop superstar all around the globe.
Awesome. She was lovely.
She's absolutely sweetheart. I'm really excited that we've got her on, been following her since the Hey Monday days. And yeah, just great songwriter as well, lovely person. And she's going to talk to us all about... really starting in the rock world, the differences between becoming a country singer now, her experience in The Voice, and some random facts about her that I had no idea about.
Yeah. Oh, she was fantastic. She was very open with us. I think she discovered Wheeler Walker Jr. via me.
So wait until you hear that part of the interview, because it gets a very bit weird. Sean gets very excited about Wheeler Walker Jr., and it's an experience in himself.
Yeah, you can hear me saying, fuck you, Bill. You know, F-U-B.
Wait for it. We don't...
And then you can hear me...
As the internet has been saying for the last couple of weeks, Sean, no spoilers, please.
Oh,
no spoilers.
Good thinking. Yep, no spoilers.
Because you get angry tweets now that you've let a spoiler out, so...
Okay.
Just thinking of that.
All right, then. What about news? Oh, last week we asked for somebody to make us a news... sting.
We did.
Yeah, with Chris Davis, Sticks, our good friend Sticks, has sent us one. So, should we do a bit of news?
Yes. News.
There you go. There was that sting.
Oh, that was a bit dramatic, wasn't it?
Yeah, nothing to do with it. Not in the theme of anything else we've done on the vein.
We've got a news blast now.
Yeah, if anybody... tell you what would be good. Record your own news blast. Say, news with Sapnin Podcast. Or however you want to do it.
Yeah, if you're...
Email it to sapninpodcast@gmail.com. And we might start putting them in episodes.
We might, yeah, if they're good enough.
Yeah, so good impression, good bit of singing, bad bit of singing.
If you're a mad famous producer or artist.
Don't have to be famous.
No, but if you are and you want to record it as well, I mean, we can use that.
Yeah, if you're in Metallica, if your name's James Hetfield and you fancy recording an old song going, Sabanina, Familia.
Or if your name's Dua Lipa, then we'd have...
Julian Lipa.
Julia Lipa.
Ooh?
Julia Lipa.
Julia Lipa.
Julia Lipa, that's her name.
Who's Julia Lipa?
Oh, come on, you know Julia Lipa.
Is she good at the high jump? She sounds like she's somebody who'd be good. Is she an Olympic athlete?
No, she's the pop star.
We're meant to be doing news. Why was it got the Julia Lipa? Who's Julia Lipa? I don't even know who she is. Sounds like my friend's nan. Julia Lipa. Do you mean pop singer Dua Lipa? Julia Lipa, you maniac. Yep, go on. What's the news, right, Smog? News. Play that thing again. News. Right. How good is that sting? Brilliant. Make your own sting up. Send it in. Sapninpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Right. Sorry, my, we'll pronunciation, play the best. My pronunciation wasn't right. Yeah, so friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes.
Yes.
Right. They've put their new album out, as we've mentioned on previous episodes.
End of Suffering.
End of Suffering.
Yes.
And it charted at number 4 in the official UK album charts this past week.
Well done, boys. Wait, I've got to put the mic down so I can clap. Yes, well done to Frank and Dean and the rest of the Rattlesnakes. That's amazing. It's truly an accomplishment.
Yeah,
so
it's just a testament to see how far they've grown over the last couple of years. They're going to be playing some massive festival shows across the summer now, and especially where they're charted at these festivals. It's great to see. So,
So happy for them. If you haven't checked out Frank and Dean's podcast with us, please do. It's very insightful. Yeah, he talks about depression, the album, and how excited he was to get it out. So, yeah, awesome. I'm excited for this summer for him. And, for everything that's coming in the future for him. So, well done to Frank and Dean.
Yeah, it's a really
Frank
good...
and the Rattlesnakes.
Really good rock and roll album as well, so...
Awesome. Well done, chaps.
Yes, congratulations. A bit of music I've been listening to lately. Lizzie Farrell.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually released a surprise EP this past week.
What do you mean a surprise? Oh, she didn't know about it.
Well, she knew about it, but no one else knew about it. So instead of doing the whole, hey, this EP will be released in 5 months' time, it was...
Is that her voice?
No.
Is that an impression?
I'm worried if that was her voice.
Why?
Because it's a very deep male voice and she's a female.
Have
a deep male voice.
No, yeah, all right, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Well, you never know. Perhaps... I have no idea yet, so she could have sounded like that for me.
No.
That impression you were doing. My album's coming out.
Anyway, it's surprise released it. Some really good tracks on there I'm really enjoying at the moment. It's called Barbados.
Is it?
Yeah, the title track is very good, and also the track Makeup Sex. So, yeah, go and check that out.
So when you have coitus and you wear lipstick...
Moving on, she'll be...
I love that. You coughed, turned away and looked just...
But she'll be supporting Lights
tour
throughout the end of May. So
Blackout played with Lights a couple
Did
of times.
He?
Yeah, friends with Lights.
Yeah?
She's lovely.
Aww,
a lot of time
cool.
for Lights. Yeah. She's awesome. That'll be a great tour for her.
Speaking of tours, of course, a bit of sad news that happened last year was the death of former Pantera drummer Vinnie Paul.
Yep.
Well, his other band, Hell Yeah... have announced that they're going to be releasing a new album that features the last recordings Vinny did before he passed away.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out in September, and the album is called Welcome Home.
How do I feel about that? No, I feel that that's good. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, normally I don't really like artists and stuff releasing, their music being released after, they've passed or something tragic has happened, because they don't really have the final say.
Yeah.
But the band have stated that they would have felt the last thing he would have wanted is spending all this time working on the music not coming out. So they've used those recordings, finished off the songs. They're going to be releasing it, and they're going to be doing a tour in the US as well.
Oh, awesome.
To celebrate his life.
Hell yeah.
I didn't even have to make that pun.
Nope.
Speaking of some other things in the news, water parks.
Yeah.
They're going to be releasing a film.
The band, not the amusement.
No, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that'd be weird. No, the band Water Parks have a movie coming out.
A movie?
Following the album cycle of entertainment. And it seems very interesting. I don't know if many of you have checked out Water Parks, but they're a very big pop punk band around at the moment. So yes, that'll be interesting to see how it does.
Yeah, that would be interesting. You know, I see them all the time on my social timelines. I see Austin, who spells his name absolutely incorrectly, Austen.
He's a funny Twitter, isn't he?
Yeah, I hope that's not what his parents named him, because that's wrong.
What, with the spelling?
Yep. Other than that, very funny fella, and I like the music, yeah. So, yeah, good, nice. Okay. A movie.
Some weird things happened in the news. You know Ed Sheeran?
No.
Ed Sheeran.
Do you know him?
This is kind of awful.
This is brilliant. I love it. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know Ed Sheeran? Yes, Morgan. I know, recording artist and multi-millionaire Edward Sheeran. Yeah, right. I've heard of him.
I thought you would have.
Yeah.
Because he's been working with Japanese rock band 1OK Rock.
Oh, have he?
Yeah, he's been writing some songs with them. And their singer actually did an interview I saw, and he mentioned that Ed Sheeran was really enjoying so much the songs that they wrote together that he actually wants to re-record one bit to sing over it in Japanese.
Oh, nice.
So...
Oh, Ed... Stop fucking about with Japanese rock bands and get involved with Raiders then.
What, you want Ed Sheeran on the Raiders track?
Yes.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I? Fantastic singer-songwriter. Seems like a lovely chap. We got friends in common. Let's just make it happen, innit?
Who's your mutual friend with Ed Sheeran?
I got a friend called Jordan Fish. Did he play keys? Yeah, I think he played keys in a band called the Proxies. Oh, that's strange. I've got a couple of people in common with Edward Sheeran, who I know of.
Yeah, I'm glad you.
Yeah, it's good to know. Jesus Christ.
Oh, right. One more bit of news I wanted to mention as well.
I hope it's about someone mega famous, and you asked me, do I know him?
Well, yep, it's about a mega famous festival called Download Festival.
Have I ever heard of it? Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've announced their last announcements for the band for the festival this
year. Oh, lineup announcements.
Yeah, the lineup announcements for this year's edition. There's a few comedians.
Nice. I like comedy.
You do. You like wrestling as well.
I love wrestling and comedy and rock and metal music.
Yeah, because they've just announced that along with their NXT UK talent, so that's people like Mark Andrews, Pete Dunne.
Mark Andrews Jr., Pete Dunne. Yeah, he's not in the band.
Mustache Mountain.
Yeah, all the UK ones. Yeah.
Yeah, you're also going to have Adam Cole.
Baby!
Yeah,
nice.
Kyle O'Reilly.
Nice.
Matt Riddle.
Oh, good.
Shayna Baszler and other NXT superstars as well.
Oh, that's real
and
good news.
Added a couple of more bands to the lineup. Moved some around. Skindred are being moved up to the main stage.
Awesome. Love Skindred. Oh, if you get a chance, go and see Skindred live, because it is a brilliant, brilliant performance.
Oh, they are the best festival band probably in the world, because their set is just made for that giant party.
I agree.
But another band they've added to the lineup,
go on.
Is
you pointed at the sky. Yep.
Pointed to the sky.
Yep.
Is a
like winking into the abyss. He's pointing to the sky. Yeah.
What will he do next week?
Yeah.
It's a tribute band in some sorts, but one you've never heard like before, right? They're called Elvana.
No, listen to this now. I have heard this band before,
right?
And I every bit of my fiber of my being hates the idea.
Right. So
what are you going to say?
If you're not aware, it's a Nirvana tribute band with a Elvis tribute fronting it, which is very random.
For me, that's two of the most overrated sounds together, smashed together to make that band.
Okay. Did you never wonder what Elvis would sound like fronting Nirvana?
No.
No.
Because I don't care at all for either. So it doesn't... I don't care what Kurt Cobain would sound like singing Blue Suede Shoes. I don't care what Elvis would sound like singing Our Shape Box. I do not care.
You sound a bitch.
I'm angry about it. The thought of somebody going, like, cover bands aren't bad enough, right? If you're just like one cover band who covers just one band's songs, to go, oh, I tell you what we'll do, let's mix two. And then it'd be Elvis and Nirvana. It sounds like they've literally made a band that is specifically designed to annoy me. So well done, boys.
Okay. Well, are you going to go see them at Download?
Definitely not.
Okay. Well,
they're at Download, are they?
Yeah, they're at Download. They're at Download. We're at Download.
Oh, please don't come looking for me, Elvana. I'm so sorry.
We're also going to be at 2000 Trees Festival.
Yes, we are.
Reading Festival.
Yes, we are.
And Slam Dunk Festival.
Yes.
Now, we like Slam Dunk Festival, don't we?
I like Slam Dunk Festival
a lot. Do you think the listeners would like Slam Dunk Festival?
I think they'd love it.
Should we give them the opportunity to win a pair of tickets to Slam Dunk Festival 2019?
What? Just north or south? Or does if they win the competition, do they get to choose which one?
I think the winner gets one pair of tickets. So that's a ticket for them and a friend.
That's how two works.
Yeah, at a site of their choice.
Nice. Mm. That's very generous of you, Morg.
But I've got a little bit of terms and conditions.
Oh, have you?
Right, yeah.
You can do it really fast. Oh, he's going to look it up on his phone now so he can do it really fast.
I wasn't going to do it this way, but...
Oh, no, go on. Do it the way you're going to do it, then. Do the terms and conditions normal. You have to read it fast.
Oh, well, you've said it.
It'll be all over the shop, Morg. It'll sound like a blurry, fuzzy Welsh noise now. It'll sound like being sick in a bucket, bro.
Okay. Well, do you want to do it fast or not?
No, just okay. Do it normal.
It must be 18 or over. No travel or accommodation.
See what I mean? See? Can't even speak slow.
Must be 18 or over, no travel included, no accommodation included. Tickets end is one day at Slam Dunk Festival, either north or south.
Lovely.
Terms and conditions, comply.
Comply?
Comply.
Oh my god. Are you going to explain the competition or what?
Oh, do you want to explain the competition?
Not particularly, no. I can't remember.
So one lucky listener of Sapling Podcast will win a pair of tickets to Slam Dunk Festival. And all you need
you
to
couldn't
do...
keep it up. You couldn't keep it up. You started. You couldn't keep it up. Yeah.
All you need to do is post a screenshot of you listening to the podcast, either on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher,
Acast,
however you listen to the podcast. Post it on Twitter and or Instagram with the special hashtag, which will be mentioned at some point during this episode of the podcast.
Yes.
So keep listening.
Definitely keep listening.
And yeah, you could be in a chance of winning a pair of tickets to Slam Dunk Festival 2019.
Yep.
And see all kinds of bands like Bullet for My Valentine, Newfound Glory,
Glassjaw, The Bronx,
William Ryan Key from Yellow Card.
There's loads and loads. Check it out.
Hot Milk.
Former guests.
Yeah, friends of the podcast. And Fops. Many more.
Yeah, so yeah. Check out the Slam Dunk lineup. See if you want to go to that. Yeah. And then enter the competition.
Yes, and then while you're doing that as well, you also have to tag our social media, which is at Sapnin Pod.
Nice. Twitter and Instagram at Sapnin Pod, SAPPENINPOD on both of those. What else is it, Morgan?
Well, if you're checking things out, I would like you to check out our Patreon page because that's a great way to support the podcast and get some nice rewards back for it.
I concur. And you get to be part of the Sapnin Podcast community and you get to chat in the group and it's lovely. It's hilarious. Brought a tear to my eye the other day seeing some of the community members meeting up at gigs.
Yeah, no, we've that's had been great to see.
We've had three Australians meet up now at different locations. And it just blows our mind. So thank you very much if you're already a Patreon.
Yeah, it's mad to see people that are like making friendships and talking and all that from just like listening to this podcast.
Yeah, and it's lovely to hear everybody's opinions on the podcast guests, who they'd like to hear and stuff, and everything going forward in the future. So check out patreon.com/sapnin, SAPPENIN, and any support is massively appreciated.
I'm glad it was a tear of a joy to your eyes, Sean, because normally it's tears of sorrow.
Yeah, sometimes, they can be bullies on the...
Well, they like me, so it's fine. Keep up the good work.
Listen to the ego.
So go and check, do that, please.
Cool. Is there any news?
Any other news? I think we should go into our lovely chat with the incredibly fantastic country pop singer-songwriter emo sweetheart that is Cassidy Pope.
Wow. Have you been practicing that?
No.
You write down the train the way up.
Literally, that was off the top of my head.
Cassidy, if you listen to this, he loves you. I quite like you as well. You were fantastic. Thank you very much to you and your team for being very accommodating.
Yes.
This is the wonderful Cassidy Pope.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Something.
It's like Hosson, but for Wales.
Sorry, dude. What's going on?
Sorry, dude. Gnarly.
Cool, yeah, right.
We'll be good to go, yeah. Sapnin. Oh, hey. She did it off the bat. That's brilliant. We've had
some Americans just like looking at both of us going, what happens now?
Yep. I've heard so many like different little lingos traveling the world from a young age. I think I just catch on quicker. I don't know.
Brilliant. Yeah, well, there you go. You got another one.
Something. No.
Now
yeah.
I got it.
Next time you ever play Wales, you should definitely bring that up because that's a Welsh like colloquial.
I'll just
term.
Say it as soon as I get on
Sapnin!
Stage. Sapnin.
Anyway, we haven't mentioned our guest. Our guest this week is the fantastic Cassidy Pope.
Hi.
Oh, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No worries. We're currently backstage at the Fleece in Bristol, where it's very warm.
It is.
I know.
Yeah.
It was cold when we got here, so.
You brought the heater on. Thank you very much.
No, you're also sitting right next to it.
Yeah, that doesn't
matter. That's
help.
True. Yeah.
So, sorry.
Oh, it's on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's on.
But this, of course, is the first night of your UK tour.
Yes.
How's it? You know, being just so far coming back over to this side of the pond.
It's so great. Yeah, we came over yesterday. We landed yesterday morning and had rehearsals in London, and they went super well. I've got Twinnie out with me and Logan Brill's opening, and we had the three of us rehearsed with our band. We're all sharing a band.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, and we just finished sound check a few minutes before you guys got here, and it sounded great. The venue's cool. So
is that a country thing to like share a band?
Well, I mean, when we come over here and the three of us are sort of riding around together and we're in a Sprinter van, it's just easier to share a van.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I never would have thought of that. Do you know, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get a frontman union, right, in the UK, sack all our bands, and we'll just have one touring
just
band.
Just one band.
Well, just one mad supergroup, but then the singer changes every half an hour.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, yeah.
But you don't have to pay your own band.
No, just a standard fee.
Oh, I'm up for this.
Do it, guys.
I'm going to do this.
You're not busy or anything.
Yeah, bro.
With this podcast.
Yeah, we'll see. Well,
I might quit this now to go into that idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, God.
But obviously, looking at your career, you've gone through so many changes in your time from Hey Monday to going to The Voice and now with your solo country stuff. When you look back at it, is it just being a mad experience seeing the ins and outs of so many different sides of the music industry?
Yeah, that's totally a thing that's been interesting is every genre is different from the fans to the way it works politically to the recording process. I mean, everything is different. The only thing that I've really been able to kind of keep consistent is my songwriting. Like, I've always told stories in my music, and my lyrics have always been based on my real life experiences, and so I've not had to really compromise on that, which is great.
As much changed from the Hey Monday stuff to the country stuff, though? Like, apart from tone, I guess.
Yeah, but. I mean, the production is a little different. I think my current album that I just released is definitely more along the lines of what I used to do than more country, because I was able to marry both in a very authentic way, and I did it independently, so I didn't really have anybody like weighing in on what it should sound like, what would be good for this person in Idaho, and you know, like, I wasn't worried about what people thought. So but yeah, I think the production is obviously, it's got a little bit more country elements than my Hey Monday stuff, but I also you know, looking back, I was in Hey Monday when I was 18, and I'm almost 30. So obviously, my music's going to change over the years. So
But there's always been like a slight nod to that. I mean, you've never been afraid to reference Hey Monday stuff, and you've even played songs now and again on recent live shows. So is that just important for you to not forget your roots and all
that
aspects?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm playing a Hey Monday song tonight. So, but yeah, I know a lot of these fans have stuck with me since then, and I love that. So, and I also love that there's so many different aspects of my fan base. There's the Voice fans, there are the Hey Monday fans, there are the Chris Young fans from Think of You that heard of me through that, and they're all showing up at these shows, and they're all here in perfect harmony, and it's the coolest thing to watch. So I like to throw it back to a Hey Monday song.
We saw that outside, like when we were outside just now, but there was literally people of all genres, all ages, sizes. Like, it was brilliant. It was
nice to
see. You had people like from 15 to
60, maybe.
60,
That's
awesome, though.
Is that being a weird thing for you to notice, that you've since you've grown, you've seen a lot of different fan bases in like different territories and stuff?
The only time it's kind of like, how do I work this, is when I'm like thinking of covers to do. Like, in the States for this tour, for the CMT Next Women tour, I played a little bit of a Third Eye Blind song.
Nice.
And some of my fans are too young to even know like their music. And so, but then there's like the older fans you know, there's times where I put things in my set that split the crowd, but that's just comes with the territory of having a bunch of different demographics.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But which is, I'm not complaining. I think that's great.
Oh, no, definitely.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, no, yeah, it's better to have fans of all ages than have no fans of any ages.
Any ages.
Which is what my band did towards the end anyway.
Oh.
So.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
it's okay.
Well,
it's all right. I'm gonna cry. Yeah. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, anyway, we before we started talking, we were talking about you were invited to do the last Warped Tour.
Yes.
Yeah,
last
how was that
year.
For you?
It was cool. My band were a bunch of musicians from Nashville, and they play on tour with country acts, so none of them have ever been to or played Warped Tour, and I was like, oh. And we played two dates that were notorious for having the worst weather, the worst, like, you know, conditions as far as being parked miles from the stage. So I was like, getting best representation of Warped Tour right now, because it was like tsunami outside. It was crazy. Ooh. But yeah, it was really cool. I know I mentioned this earlier, but I played Hey Monday songs as a tip of the hat to that, and then played some of my solo songs, and the fact that they knew both like blew my mind.
That's awesome.
It was so crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I sang with Simple Plan. Oh my God, I forgot to mention that.
Fantastic.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, and that was really to kind of celebrate as well, like 10 years since the Hey Monday album was released.
Yeah, the Hey Monday album 10 years anniversary was in October. So, a few of us still keep in touch, and we're like, do we do it? Do we not? And I was in the thick of like finishing my record and being in the studio. And so it was just was not an option for me. But
is it like a never say never thing?
No. Yeah. Never say never. Ooh. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I mean, there's no foreseeable reunion that I right now because of just how crazy everything is, but and it's about to get crazier, so I'm just sort of like that'd be cool, but definitely not anytime soon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
and mention the really differences between, you know, the country world and kind of like the pop punk emo from Hey Monday. I think a lot of listeners to us won't really understand those differences, especially like the country side of things. Can you just kind of explain how different those worlds are, because they're two fan bases that have really dedicated fans but completely different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I think, you know, the pop punk crowd are definitely more energetic in a different way. Like there's more actual physical movement where there's jumping and crowd surfing and mosh pits. And then the country crowd, this is just a live show aspect, but they're a little bit more like they absorb and they stand and listen to the lyrics, and they're a little bit more like, you know, drink in the hand, swaying, like kind of just chill. Yeah. But I think the fan bases are really similar, like you said, in their loyalty. Country music, I think the reason they have different fans is because, you know, obviously the music, it's about, a lot of it is about working really hard for your life and being family oriented. And a lot of the pop punk music is about like sadness and getting through some tough times and going against the current. So I think, you know, naturally they both sort of draw different crowds, which is cool.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. And of course, mentioning the voice. You know, you were the first ever female winner back in 2012.
Ooh, yeah, crazy. Awesome.
What was that experience like for you?
Oh my God, where do I start?
I remember, just before you get into it, I remember seeing you on our going, that's a girl from Hey Monday. She's not going to win. She's bloody... No way! She's winning!
It's crazy.
I just remember being like, I can't get over this. This is amazing. That's huge. I feel like that's it.
I really feel like everybody thought that, because like
queen of the world.
Oh my God, I don't know about that. I couldn't believe it either. I was like, I'm gonna get on this hopefully and do like a few rounds and get on TV and maybe get a record deal, and that I'll take it, because I am not the best singer here. Like, these people sing circles around me, so of course I'm not gonna win. And then I think it was a really amazing experience, because I really opened up about my story and my family, and I think that really related to people. And I always say this whenever I can, the voice production team and the PAs and everybody behind the scenes treat us and the artists that are on the show with so much respect. And it's not like cattle where you're like the contestants. They never called us contestants. It was always the artists. And it was very, you know, I feel like they all had to maybe like learn how to counsel, because they all were really amazing to talk to. I mean, I had so many moments on the show where I was really having a breakdown, and like, I'm not a very competitive person as far as like, I'm going to beat you. I'm competitive in like a healthy way, because I think you kind of have to be, but I was just like out of my element, and they would always talk me down. So, but yeah, the experience itself was really amazing, and I grew a lot. Well,
that's really good to hear. Because I guess a lot of people just watching from the outside would, like you said, would expect people to be just chewed up and spat out, and like as soon as you're off there, nobody in the production company cares anymore. But that's so good to hear.
No, they're great. I had like my own hotel room where like a lot of the other singing competition shows, they'll like throw you in this, it sounds great, like a mansion in the hills in Hollywood, but you're in everybody's space.
Yeah.
You're sharing a room, you have no cell phone service, you're like sequestered there, you don't have a car or anything. And like, yeah, the situation at The Voice was a lot better.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, before you went on there, were you kind of worried in any aspects? Because obviously you'd been in the music industry before, were you a bit apprehensive about going and doing the show?
Oh God, yeah. I actually was asked to do the second season and I said no, because I was like, I don't want to do a show like that. That's not the journey I want to take. Hmm. And I, for some reason, viewed it as like taking the easy way out.
Yeah.
And then quickly realized it's the hardest thing I've ever done. But I think, you know, I resisted it for so long because I also had been in and out of like 3 record deals at that point, and I knew that process was really hard. I also knew when you sign a contract with those shows, you sort of, they sort of own you,
yeah.
Even if you don't win, but there's some other label interests or whatever, they have the first say of like, no, we're going to keep her. And then they could just shelve you and never do anything with you.
Yeah.
So it was a really hard decision, but I also had exhausted all other avenues. I felt like I was, I had moved to LA, left my band, and it was just not working. I went on an acoustic tour, solo acoustic tour in the States, where like sometimes 5 people would show up at the venue, and it was really bad. I lost a lot of money. And that was sort of like my last resort, which ended up being the best decision I could have made.
Yeah, that's awesome. So. I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Thanks, me too.
Yeah, I think we all are. Yeah.
Me too.
Everybody in this room is glad you made that decision.
Yeah.
Because otherwise none of us would be here right now enjoying it. So, yeah, that's awesome. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah. Of course, with that, you know, you just mentioned you brought a new album earlier in the year. Tell us a little bit about that and the writing process behind it. Because as you mentioned, it's a little bit more towards the poppier country side of things.
Yeah, it is. So the record really stemmed from me making a lot of life changes. I got out of a relationship I was in for like 7.5 years. All of my contracts with The Voice, I got out of everything, my label, my publishing, management, everything. Because I just knew there was something really, really wrong. And I wasn't seeing eye to eye with any of my team creatively. I felt really stunted. I was unhappy. So the record process, recording process for Stages, the record, started by being like, I need to document what's happening. Because, and the only person that was really like, I'll do this with you, was my producer, Corey Crowder. And we just got in the studio, and I remember saying like, I am not going to sign with anybody again or like hire a manager or anything until I have some music done where they cannot guess who I am. Because coming off The Voice, I'm essentially a karaoke singer at that point. So they don't know who I am or what kind of music I want to do. So I was like, that's the goal. So I got like 4 songs done, ended up hiring a manager who's been incredible. And he's since then expanded his team, which has been great. And then we brought on like some digital marketing teams and everything. So the album sort of like took on a life of its own. It wasn't meant to be a record. And then I just sort of kept writing. And the next thing I know, I'm like, actually, I just want to finish this record and not bring a label into it. I just want to finish it, make it sound the way I want. Then maybe a label thing. And then it was done, and I was like, no, I'm going to release this. And it's just been awesome. Like, it tells completely what I've been through the last 2 years and more recently. That's why I feel like it's all over the place emotionally, because it's about really tough times and about where I am now, which is great, and in love and happy and feel good about myself and self-love and all of that. So it's really a big journey that I talk about on the record.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did you end up self-releasing then?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. Still independent.
Yes.
But yeah, the record coming out and doing well really sparked a lot of conversations. So I'm taking meetings, as they say, which is cool. Yeah. But I'm just really enjoying the freedom and having, I mean, it really all comes down to just having fun. Like every decision made and song that I choose to release or video that we talk about cutting and shooting and everything is just fun. Like, and there's nobody being like, here's all the reasons it won't work. You know, it's just very like, we're just going to do it and
put it out there, see what happens.
Yeah. Cool. And it's authentic and people have been reacting to that, which is great.
Yeah. Because awesome. I was going to say, with not having those restrictions, does just the whole process feel much more relaxed and you can do things on your own time and bring your own will?
Yeah. Because I mean, if I had known I was going to be cutting a record and I had a deadline, it wouldn't sound like the way it sounds. Like I would have been chasing after, we need another single, at least another single that we could release to country radio or whatever. So it would have sounded completely different. And I mean, automatically when I think of I need to cut a record, I feel panicked and I'm like, I gotta do it now, you know, instead of it just being like, I'm gonna write through my life experiences and this just so happened to come out really good. And
there's no flow, it's all kind of just right deadline, here we go, I've
exactly
gotta get it done.
And some people work really well under that pressure, and I think that I could still do it, but this was the first time I didn't do it that way, and it was really nice. So I'm enjoying it while it lasts. It might go back to the might go back to the label thing at some point, but yeah.
But from a fan's perspective, I think a lot of people don't really realize that a lot of bands have those kind of deadlines and things being pushed for them.
Yeah, and the opposite too. Like, you don't have the songs yet, we're not going to release anything, and we don't think you have anything. That, you know, is the worst part, because you have all these songs that just sit and collect dust, and you're just wanting to show your fans what you've been doing, and who cares? We'll just release a song and have it live. Like, it doesn't have to be this big push for a single. Like, I just want to give my fans content, and so that can be frustrating
too. Yeah, I think a lot of, especially listening to this as well, they don't realize, because a lot of them, you know, don't really know that much about the music industry, apart from the bands and acts they like or whatever, and they don't realize the... Yeah, labels can come along and take something that you've worked really hard on, that you love, and just be like, oh, we need a better single.
Yeah.
Or write us another pop song. And we're like, but this is the best album we could have given you. Yeah, could you write like three other better ones? No! Yeah. We've given you these 12! Choose
these! This is it. This is all you get, guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's frustrating. It can be really frustrating. And fans sometimes don't get that. And they think that we're just like sitting on our hands. But it's like, no, we really want you guys to hear this. But
yeah, and sometimes there's songs that like I know that I loved personally that have never heard the light of day because... Labels like, oh, I don't know if that's the right vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
It's like, well, that's my vibe. Yeah. So maybe you're not the right vibe. You know?
That's how I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to do in the future. I'm going to sass up. Yeah. I'm going to sass up when people start kicking off.
I can imagine you using that line quite a lot, to be fair. Sure.
I might do.
Yeah, we have a thing that comes up a lot in these episodes where we ask our guests, was there anyone you've ever met along your musical journey that you've been surprised the most by?
Oh.
Positively or negatively? I know negatively is probably not a thing.
I'm not going there.
I'm all for it. I had my go.
You have your...
Yeah, I slated Hollywood Undead when it was my go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh.
Nightmares. Anyway, yeah. Oh,
no, that's that makes me anxious. Okay, surprised by. That's a hard one.
I'm trying to think if... For example, for ours, one of the nicest people I've ever met was... Duff from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, cool.
Or Pharrell.
Pharrell is amazing.
Yeah, two people.
I wasn't surprised about him, though. I knew he'd be cool.
I think I was. I think...
Really?
Yeah, because I was just Welsh and in a rock band. Like, when I met him...
It's going to suck.
Yeah, we were on tour with Linkin Park, and they were on tour with Linkin Park, I was in awe of him. As soon as he turned up, I was like,
yeah.
Pharrell, everyone. Yeah. Pharrell. My brother, who's from where I'm from, but he's thicker accent because he's thicker. No, there's no way around it. He was like, look at his watch.
Oh my God.
And like, he was deaf. And then I'm going,
that's amazing.
Look at the watch. And yeah, I just expect him to be like, get away from your rock band.
But then
he sat between me and one of my fellow bandmates, and he was absolutely lovely, and it blew my mind. Is there anyone like that you were expecting to possibly?
I mean, Christina Aguilera took a liking to me, thankfully, because she...
Wow. I'm glad people can't see this, and I just went slack Jordan, and you win.
She ripped into some of the other artists on the show to the point where they were drawn to tears. So the fact that she was nice to me was like, oh, thank God. But yeah, she was, and that's kind of a negative thing to say about somebody, but yeah, I was surprised.
It's like my Duff thing. It's just I was expecting, he's in Guns N' Roses, he doesn't have to speak to me, he doesn't have to ever look me in the face,
right?
Couldn't have been nicer to me.
No, like, I love that.
And I was you know, he could have slapped me in the face,
yeah,
and I would have gone, oh, yeah, that's fair enough. He's in Guns N' Roses, he probably can't do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah, of course, he slaps people in the face. He's from Guns N' Roses. No, couldn't be nicer, but yeah,
good.
We were speaking before while we were setting up that when you were growing up, you were a little bit of a fan of the wrestling and WWE.
Yes, I was.
Tell us a little bit about that, because you were saying a little bit about your love for Stone Cold Steve Austin in particular.
I did love Stone Cold Steve Austin, I loved the Heartbreak Kid.
Nice.
I loved Goldberg, China.
China.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace.
Yeah.
I loved all of Undertaker. Scared me a little bit, but yeah, I was a big fan. That would be like my parents would be like, here you go, you can have this. Like, watch it on a Friday night. and I didn't have school the next morning, yeah. So it was sort of my...
Parents didn't realise he was Stone Cold Steve Austin flipping a bit and smashing yeah. cans over everybody. And
yeah, I was yeah, nothing happened. Just go away. Go away. Let me watch this.
Well, with that, actually, I'm going to ask, what would be the most surprising thing about Cassidy Pope that people don't actually know about? Put you on the spot a little bit there. I don't know.
I've murdered 10 people.
Yes. Oh, whoops. Did I say that out loud?
And her voice changed to a very deep Welsh accent then as well. I've murdered 10 people.
I have said this, but I'm part Cuban.
Nice.
Ooh. I don't know if that's a surprise to anyone, but what else? What is surprising about? I'm an open book.
Interesting hobbies or anything like that that,
that
people
we don't know of?
Yeah, ooh, I mean, does Cassidy Pope like knitting on the side or like? I don't.
No, I really do need more hobbies. Okay. I've said this about myself. I'm all I do is music and then watch Real Housewives. And hang with my dogs. Like, that's my life. And
seems pretty nice, though, to be fair.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Oh, I'm really good at solitaire. Like,
yes?
I've won a game, like a solitaire game on either my phone or tablet or whatever, in under 2 minutes.
Ooh.
I'm that good.
Impressive.
I'm pretty good.
There's going to be some solitaire offs, I think, coming in the future.
Oh, yeah. That's my meet and greet. Just come play solitaire.
If you compete me on solitaire,
don't all jump up at once.
You can have all of the merch that you want.
Yeah.
If I win, you've got to give me.
You got to pay
more.
For it. Yeah.
Yes.
Double.
That's cool.
Come up some weird packages. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
That's what I do now. I just come up with weird packages for other artists.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. But of course, the rest of the year you're going to be extremely busy now, just continuing to tour. But is there anything else we can really expect from you in the near future? What's the plan for rest of 2019?
I would love to come back. I know that's kind of crazy to say right now, first night of the tour, but I want to keep coming back here and building and there will definitely be another single that comes out from this record, whether that's the last on the record or not, I'm not sure, but there will be another big push behind another song. Nice. And I'm just gonna continue to push out content. Where I'm talking about doing a video for a song that's performing really well on streaming, just to give the fans a little something
nice.
I'm just gonna continue to like give them stuff to look at and listen to, and continue to hopefully grow the fan base.
Sweet.
Awesome. Cool. Just continuing to do what you do.
Yes. Exactly.
Cool. Where can people find you online?
Well, I have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Sweet.
All three have the verification check. So just don't... Like, if anybody asks for money, that's not me.
Okay.
I don't ask. I don't say, like, show up with a suitcase to my show. That's obviously not me. Yeah. But, hey, some people get confused. Yeah. And my website's just CassidyPope.com.
Sweet.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. Fantastic.
Yeah. I did have another question, but it just slipped my mind. No, it's gone. It's gone, I think. Bugger, it's gone.
You could always email us.
There, what's your thoughts on Wheeler Walker Jr.? I asked you about him. Do you know Wheeler Walker Jr.?
I don't think I know. Oh, Wheeler Walker Jr., the
country roll.
What is it called? The slow roll.
Oh, I don't know.
What's the song?
He's got a few of them. They've all got swear words in them.
Yeah, there's one that's like...
Fuck you, bitch. You
seriously?
You broke my heart.
Wait, are you joking?
I'm sorry for this.
Tearing us apart.
Oh, no. Okay, I haven't, but I'm really missing out. So I'll get right on that.
I love it, but it's just rude.
I'll get right on that. Yeah.
You go out tonight now dressed as Wheeler Walker. You're watching now on a laptop.
Like, what the hell?
Go there with a big mustache on. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
I'm sorry about
glad
this.
Glad you got that off your chest.
I don't know who's going to break into it.
I like your stuff. I can help you.
That's good. Do you?
Sorry. Promoting a friend I'm not friends with. Who doesn't realize he's my friend yet.
He will.
This has gone weird.
This has gone weird.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I remember what the question was. We're not done yet.
Oh, God, guys.
No. What songs on the album do you think people should check out? That's what I wanted.
Definitely my single, If My Heart Had a Heart. That one actually has Shea Mooney singing background vocals, nice. Which is cool. And there's a song on the record called Distracted that I've got Lauren Alina, Lindsay L, and Raylan singing some harmonies on too.
That's awesome.
And FYI is one of my favorites. It's kind of sassy and spiteful, and it's fun to sing live. So, nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we like a good sassy song.
So. Yeah.
Big fan of sass.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
Cool. Fantastic.
Sweet. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, it's been an absolute pleasure. Cheers.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Sappy Podcast. Awesome. That was the very, very sweet Cassidy Pope.
Yes, I was super happy about that and having her join us on episode 25 of Sapling Podcast.
Yep. Yeah, we had a day out in Bristol, didn't we?
We did. We were invited down.
Ups and downs.
Yeah, invited down to Bristol for her UK date.
Yep.
And yeah, we had a lovely couple's day out, Sean.
Yeah, it was. It was very nice, wasn't it? We went
for a walk around the city centre.
Showed you that Banksy that you hadn't seen.
Yeah, went and got photos of Banksy, which we now realise that maybe we should have got a photo together.
We should have literally vlogged the day like a couple.
Well, we did, because we even went and got chips then.
Just Chips, from a shop called Just Chips. Yeah. Guess what they sell? Chips and sauce. That's what it should be called. Chips and sauce.
Ah, well, they're lying then, aren't they? Because they sell other things.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Other drinks and stuff as well. Bollocks, like, what a lie. What are they going to be done for trading standards?
Ooh.
I'm going to look into it. Anyway, yeah, it was a lovely chat. She was very open with us. We asked her beforehand if there was anything she didn't want us to bring up or speak about. And she was very open and said, no, fire away. So thank you very much to her and her tour manager, who was extremely accommodating.
Yeah, no, Cassidy was just really open and was just happy to talk to us about everything with what happened with Hey Monday, just all the success she's had lately now with this stepping into the world of country, the mad things that happened on The Voice.
Yeah, that's
and,
mad,
and
isn't it?
Little things like her growing up being a wrestling fan and
yeah, but she grew up, wasn't she? She's not like us.
And she grew out with it.
She'll have a good story, like Christina Aguilera story wins, like
that's the thing. Good, I was just gonna say, yeah,
it's awesome. So
yeah, and this, you and me are sat here both wearing wrestling shirts.
Correct,
the podcast,
we are.
So
we are.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Cassidy for finally growing out to wrestling. Mm. It's tough. Some of us don't make it out,
no.
but
the ones you do, you win The Voice apparently. So congratulations. I was very happy to have her on. Here's a story. I should have mentioned it to her. Probably glad I didn't. As one of my first ever gigs going to that was without adult supervision.
Oof.
Was seeing Fall Out Boy supported by Hey Monday and Kids in Glass Houses.
2 weeks ago. The first time he was allowed out without adult supervision was 2 weeks ago, guys.
Well, if Kids in Glass Houses were still playing 2 weeks ago, I think a lot of these listeners...
Perhaps they are. Oh, did you see the Josh from Umea 6 did a big post about Kids in Glass Houses should get back together?
I did. I forgot about it until you just mentioned that.
There you go. That could have added that. The news. Late news. No, I'll say the word late and then you just add that news section, right? Late. But also leave that bit in explaining, right? So this now. Late news. News. Here you go.
Yeah, I did see that. And he offered... added that if any of the if the Kids and Glasses want to do a tour again, that a support slot with Umea 6 is always open.
Yeah.
So, is he giving you the same offer or?
No. We're not as fashionable, but we're not as That's not a bad thing. I love Kids and Glasses. I love Umea 6. I just mean, you know, we're a little bit heavier, weren't we?
Yeah. You told them before, though, and
we did.
And you featured on one of their songs.
Yeah, yeah. But since then, they've pivoted,
yeah,
didn't
no,
they?
I know.
Do you mean they're not as yelly?
Just trying to help you out.
No, I know what you were trying to do, and I appreciate it, Morgan. Okay. I wish they would, but they won't. So,
but yes, going back to my original point, yeah. So, seeing Hey Monday was one of the first gigs without adult supervision. So it was a nice full circle thing to now have Cassidy on here.
Now get to talk to her without having adults. Well, her two manager was in the room, so technically we were adult supervised. It was probably for the best. Literally, she had a two manager there, and I'm guessing her two manager's there for the sake of label and career.
So
she doesn't say something bad, or we say something bad that she accidentally agrees with.
Yeah, so we just like us don't say some random stuff. But we did go into some very random stuff. I don't know. This is getting weird. But yeah, thank you so much, Cassidy.
Yes, thank you.
We really appreciate it. And yeah, we'd love to have you on again sometime if you're ever in the country.
Yeah, sweet. So what else we have to take care of? I know. Slam dunk tickets.
Slam dunk. Oh, we didn't mention the hashtag.
No. So here is the hashtag. We need you to post a photo of you listening to Sampling Podcast. So either the Spotify, iTunes, Acast, any of those players, get a screenshot of it, send it to @SamplingPod on Instagram or Twitter with the following hashtag, #SappeningDunk, SappeningDunk. Sounds like you're talking to a Scottish fella. It's not. It's the amalgamation of Sappening and Dunk from Slam Dunk. Sappening Dunk. And then we will choose a winner at random from the hashtag. And you will win 2 tickets to the event of your choice, north or south.
Yes. You must be 18 years or older. And the competition does not include accommodation or any travel.
Yeah, so we ain't putting a roof over your head, and we ain't getting anywhere.
No, so if you can get to Slam Dunk South, which is in Hatfield, and Slam Dunk North, which is in Leeds, then you can enter the competition.
Tidy. The hashtag once more is #SappeningDunk. Also, share this about to share the photo of you listening to the podcast.
Yes, and you only have a few days to enter as well, so do it sharp.
Very quick. Now, get a move on.
Yeah.
Screen cap this moment here. Bang. Tidy. And a massive, massive thank you to the people at Slam Dunk for giving us the 2 tickets to give away and having us at the festival. We cannot wait. Thank you very much, Slam Dunk. Cheers, Ben and that.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to... that Slam Dunk Festival will be the first festival we cover.
Nice.
As a podcast. So I'm very much looking forward to it and having a dance about watching bands. If you see someone who looks like, oh, that fella needs a bit of help, it's probably me. I'm fine. Leave me alone.
What do you mean, help with what?
Because I'll be dancing so much that my dancing isn't really pretty to look at.
All right, yeah. So it looks like you're, I don't know, having a seizure or something like that, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, you were saying, if people go to Slam Dunk and they see anybody having a seizure, leave that person alone because it might be you. That's dreadful advice for anyone, Morg.
No.
Everybody.
No, please don't.
Ignore what he's just said. He's a maniac, right? If you see a long-haired fella, gingery tones, he won't have that, but that's the truth, right? With a beard, dancing. Even if he looks like a seizure, leave him alone. It might be Morgan.
Right, no, that's not what I meant. I'm very sorry, that's not what I meant.
That's exactly what
I meant. I was just trying to say that I'll be ugly dancing at Slam Dunk, so it won't be pretty to look at. That's all I was just trying to mention. Sure.
All right, cool.
Before people start...
Well, I don't know if I can say this now, because it's in the works, but me and Aled might be DJing at Slam Dunk. Me and Aled Phillips of Kids in Glasshouses, formerly mentioned Fame. So... Yeah, so yeah, we might be doing that. So keep an eye out for that announcement. It might happen, it might not.
Well, if it doesn't happen, then what could it be, eh?
Yeah. So, yep. Is there any more, Morg?
Why wasn't I invited to DJ as well?
Because you're not a former frontman of 2 of South Wales's biggest ever bands, Morg, I think.
Yeah.
I know you've got this...
I know.
Ego, and you've done 25 episodes of sitting next to one of the greatest South Welsh frontmen of all time.
Well, Kenny Jones has been... Where's...
Frontman, I said, not singer-songwriter.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He's not a great frontman, is he? Just stands in and...
Okay.
Sure. Anyway, this has gone weird now and aggressive.
Yeah, so anyway, festival season is coming up. We're very excited for it, as I mentioned. So we'll be at Slam Dunk, 2000 Trees,
yes.
Download Festival,
yes.
And Reading Festival.
Yes.
If there's any of those acts playing at any of the festivals across those weekends that you'd like us to talk to and have on Sappening Podcast, then tweet them, tag them.
And tell us.
And us, obviously. And maybe we can sort something out.
Yes, we would very much like to speak to
99.8% of bands.
Yes, and other people who are there as well. Because there's going to be a lot of industry people at these festivals as well. So maybe we can
get some insight
from them, too. I think that would be a nice little mixture of
Let us know what you want. If you're listening to this and there's anything behind the scenes you want to know about, please let us know, because we like speaking to people who not just in bands, managers, PRs, tour managers, guitar techs, if you fancy anything, merch sellers.
Yeah.
If you want to know the ins and outs and stuff, just please tag at Sapnin Pod on Twitter or Instagram and stuff with your questions. And yeah, let us know. We'll try and get them involved.
Yeah, well, I think with these festivals, we'll have a large spectrum of insight from everything. We'll even talk to some fans as well, maybe?
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, yeah. Or as before we started recording, Scum. You called them.
Ah.
You said everybody who listens to this.
No, why are you
I'm not. I said
I'm very horrible.
I called them heroes. You said zeros.
I declined.
Before I said something, you said fuck the normies, and then we started.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I love the patrons more. So visit patreon.com/sapnin.
Oh.
To get more of my love? Is that really bad to say?
Yeah, it is. Pay for Morgan's love. I mind a bit, though, because, it's good old Morgan. Good thinking. Yeah, I hate normal people who listen to this. No, we're just literally alienating all our fans. We're so sorry for that.
Sorry.
We appreciate you listening and sharing and rating and subscribing. If you could give it a review on iTunes or anywhere that it can be reviewed, that would be fantastic. Once again, patreon.com/sapnin. Twitter and Instagram at Sapnin Pod. Was there anything else, Morg?
Not that I can think of, but we do need to thank the extra tier of Sapnin Podcasts.
The legends.
Patreons, which I like to call them the elite.
Oh, nice. Nice. So that list is as follows. Thank you very much to Emma Barber, Paul Hirschfield, Kylie Wheeler, Scarlett Charlton, Janelle Caston, because I forgot her last week. Melissa Roche, Sam Ledgerwood, John Price, Martina McManus, Emily Senegals. Did I get that right?
Yes!
Yes!
You've got it.
Lucy Deards, Mark Platten, Luke Price, Kieran Lewis, Marcy Jacobson, Lydia Henderson, Kelly Cannon, Scott Jones, Mike Cunningham, Jenny Robinson, Tony Michael, Mitch Perry, who's marrying Emily. Again, thank you, Mitch. Glenn Rice, Olivia Cropper, Craig Harris, and not last, but by no means least, she's literally signed up, so I could get her name wrong. Here we go, I've nailed it this week. It's the fantastic Becky
Maiocco.
That was definitely me saying it. So, shut up, phone. Piss. So that's all the Patreons. Please, if you've got a difficult name, try not to sign up for the Patreon unless you do it under a different pseudonym, because some of these names are mental. Thank you very much.
I disagree with that. If you have a mad last name, please sign up, because then you get to hear us trying to...
Yeah, you say us. It's me making a tit to myself to a deadline every week.
Yeah. What, Piers Morgan?
Yeah, Piers Morgan, are you? Kind of like Piers Morgan, but slimmer.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Good.
Unless, Sean, there's any final thoughts, feelings, or statements you would like to make on episode 25 of Sapnin Podcast to the lovely listeners at home.
May 31st, Sean Smith will be appearing at Bunker in Cardiff for Team Up, where I am now doing a monthly residency. Last Friday of every month, the big old Double S is going to be there playing his favourite songs. So come on down and do a dance with me.
What, as a disc jockey?
Disc jockey.
A DJ?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
C disc jockey.
Oh, congratulations, Sean.
Thanks, Morg.
I might come down and...
sober.
Yeah, and give you some requests, and you go, nah.
Nah, not playing that, bro.
Not playing that.
Nah, not playing that. Just be three cheers for Sweet Revenge and two Limp Bizkit songs. Anyway, that's it. Get out of here. Go do something else with your life. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
Okay, now.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.